And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum said yesterday that while the city's mask mandate will expire at midnight tonight, certain requirements will still remain. The mayor said masks will still be required of staff and visitors inside city facilities and for drivers and riders of Tulsa Transit buses. He also said business owners could still opt to require masks of employees and patrons.
And if they have that requirement in place and people won't respect it, they can ask them to leave. And if people won't follow that, they can call the Tulsa Police Department and we will enforce the trespass ordinance just as we have throughout this pandemic or that we had for years beforehand.
Bynum said the state of civil emergency for Tulsa will remain in effect until more people are vaccinated and hospitalizations dip even further. The mayor said the Tulsa Health Department told him current infection rates do not justify leaving the mask mandate in place. State lawmakers have moved to ban both the teaching of critical race theory and mandatory diversity training in Oklahoma schools. The House sent House Bill 1775 to the governor yesterday on a 70-19 vote, with Lawton Republican Daniel Pay the only member of his party voting against it. Critical race theory pushes students to consider how racism is embedded into everyday life, but Moore Republican Kevin West suggested it's used to tell white students they are racists because of their skin color. West then said the bill will protect students of color if, quote, the pendulum swings the other way.
I wouldn't want anybody to be taught that because their ancestors were slaves, that they should be slaves.
Tulsa Democrat Regina Goodwin called that argument ridiculous and told West that's not what his bill says.
Would you agree that a white person, who we see as white, has brought this language, which really is trying to absolve white folks from feeling guilty and feeling discomforted by the heinous acts that have occurred yesterday and today? Would you agree that's why you're bringing that language?
I would totally disagree with that.
The bill copies language from an executive order from President Trump that banned race and gender diversity training, which President Biden rescinded after taking office. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.